All right, Keith Newell and probably others wanting that the website or address, I guess, where if you have ticks or want to get information about a tick, you have a you can take a picture of your tick and send it to them, and they'll tell you if you need to worry, which is fascinating. But the address is online at mdhhs-bugs@michigan.gov. That's M as in Michael, D as in David, H as in Harry, H as in Harry, S as in Smith, mdhhs-bugs@michigan.gov. Go forth and send your tick pictures if you want to get information. You know, Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw just said that the average age now of these gunmen is like 16 or something. I mean, it was young. So we thought it important to speak with very young, foolishly young, ridiculously young. We got a problem here with mental health. We already know that more than two out of five teenagers are depressed and have issues. We cannot ignore that. But meanwhile, we think of Tom Hathaway and how he's always telling us about Father John Phillips. How Father John Phillips, the co-founder, president, and CEO of Phelps, I'm sorry, I'm saying Phillips, Father John Phelps, the co-founder and president and CEO of Life Directions, works with these kids. He has programs working with at-risk youth and young adults, and we thought we better call upon an expert who has some experience in this area. Father Phelps, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show. Good morning, Father.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Paul W.
Well, we need your help. You have experience in working with kids who are troubled, who have problems, who have issues. Obviously, this murderer, this young guy who couldn't wait to turn 18 so he could go out and buy guns to kill a lot of people. Luckily, there aren't a lot of those, but there could be many. We don't know for sure. What's your observation of what kids are going through today and what we should be aware of and what we might be able to do to help?
Thank you for asking. I would like to do it in the context of the Serenity Prayer, and what young people are struggling with is to accept what we all have in common right now. What we all have in common is how we feel about the loss of opportunities, the loss that some people call trauma, and they feel it. And they grieve, they cry, they have empathy, they anger, denial, they're numb. They're like all of us. They used to call these adverse childhood experiences. I call them adverse community experiences. And the way to respond to it is to encourage. And they look for encouragement. And the encouragement comes from all kinds of diverse reactions and reflections. And rather than analyzing these reflections, where do we find safe space where we can learn how to socialize with each other, with all the different emotions we have, to embrace the divisions among grandparents, parents, and children, and to have a safe space to do that. And when young people are together, peers can inspire peers to be able to see all these obstacles that are coming before them, like the pandemic is a common obstacle, turned into an opportunity for healing. And there's some people who can see life that way, and they can bring that vision to others. And the key, I think, is in the imagination. And what I have found is teenagers have a wonderful imagination. But when they imagine it, do they imagine the poor, the middle class, and the wealthy are all struggling together to shift the paradigm? And you'll hear a lot of people want to name somebody and blame somebody and shame somebody. But what we want to be able to do is encourage people to know the meaning of wait, that we're all in this together, and that we can bring hope to that, and to bring that energy of hope, and to have an open mind to know the positive will come from this, and to be aware that not much attention will be given to people who are preventing that right now in our society. There will be more attention will be given to try to stop what already happened, but we want to be able to prevent it from even happening at first.
Life Direction's mission is to motivate young adults ages 13 to 35 to mature into responsible, productive adults through self-direction. If we have someone in our life that we think could benefit, Father John Phelps, from your work, Life Directions, How do they get in touch? How do we get them in touch?
The number is 313-420-0310. 313-420-0310.
So, Grandma, Grandpa, Aunt, Uncle, Mom, Dad, you need some help. Things are tough out there. You need a professional who's dealt with these issues. We found him for you, Father John Phelps, the co-founder, president, and CEO of Life Directions. Get in touch, 313-420-0310. Better to do it now than after some horrific tragedy. 313-420-0310. Thank you, Father Phelps. Appreciate your help. As we continue on this Thursday morning, Friday's Eve, and heading into the holiday, WJR.